Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having our good friend Terry Barber back on the show. Terry's the founder of Inspiration Boulevard, LLC, and at least once a year, if not more often, I think it's just an annual thing, he pulls companies, not only in the United States, but also in the UK, as I understand it, to ask them about how they feel about the businesses. He polls people and asks them how they feel about the businesses they do business with. And what are the reasons why they do business with them, and why are they motivated to go back or maybe not to go back. And he compiles it into a very handy report that's called the Top 25 Most Inspiring Companies in the U.S. and also in the U.K. And he's here to talk to us about the second annual report. Terry Barber, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here again.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations again on the second annual survey that you've conducted. Talk to us about what motivates you to do these things.
You know, thank you for asking that question, because so much of what we do in terms of the reasons behind it is because we believe that it's just a fact that a more inspiring company is a company who really treats their employees better. Mm-hmm. They are a company who serves their customers better. And ultimately, it's a company that makes more money. It just makes good business sense to focus in and around the elements and the attributes of what makes an inspiring company.
So you're saying being inspirational is a best practice?
It's a best practice. We often, when we're out talking, we present an entire session in and around the Six Sigma of inspiration.
Right. Did we lose Terry?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. So the Six Sigma, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, in other words, there are some basic principles behind inspiration that anybody can get a hold of. And even though the vast majority of the companies that show up on our list are big brands, not all, but most are, the fact is that every single company, whether you're B2C or B2B, can follow and practice these core principles in and around the things of credibility,
mm-hmm.
being visionary, being innovative, raising a level of trust, and practicing, truly practicing what it is to be authentic.
Well, see, if you're talking about 21st century thinking, you're talking about age of the customer thinking. You're talking about relevance trumps competitiveness thinking when you say these things. And for a 20th century business, a business that was founded in the 20th century and is still being run by people who think in the 20th century, what you're talking about is touchy-feely stuff. And they say, well, wait a minute, I deliver a good product. I make a good product. We give our customers good value, and we give them good service, and we don't cheat them. You know, we treat them, our customers, right, et cetera, et cetera. You know, why isn't that enough? And what I tell them, Terry, is that's great. You have to do those things. You can't stop doing those things. Those things are important. But in what I call the age of the customer, Terry, they're merely table stakes. They're the thing that get you in the door. In fact, those things are minimal expectations from customers. And nowadays, customers are expecting you to take it up a notch, aren't they? And that's where we get into the inspiration part.
Well, I think so. You know, you think about how long just over the last few years, how we went from this total quality management kind of approach, mm-hmm. to money back guarantee, to lowest price, and now I just think that we are into a brand new arena where it goes way beyond measuring and putting metrics around the hard things, the quantitative things. We're now talking about putting metrics in and around those things that are soft, i.e. inspiration, advocacy, the mm-hmm. kinds of things that typically from the past were never considered super important. Mm-hmm. But in today's world, these are the go-to metrics to see what kind of indication that use them as indication to see where you're going with your business.
And isn't the word that customers don't really say, but they feel when they're deciding to do business with someone, isn't relevancy the word that's most appropriate? In other words, if we're talking about values, if we're talking about inspiration, then you know my inspiration, it may not be your inspiration, and so regardless, if you're doing something that inspires me, then you're being relevant to my life. What do you think?
No, I think that's a great way of saying it. Another way that we typically look at it, it has everything to do with alignment. So if a company can come along and align itself in its vision, its mission, its values, in and around those things that I think are important and inspiring, then guess what? We're going to intersect, and we're going to have a sense of oneness in terms of your mission as a business becomes my mission.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk to us about what some of your folks said were very important to them as an aspiring company.
Well, interesting enough, 78% said number one thing that they would notice, attribute they would notice about an inspiring company is that it's credible. So number two on the list, interesting enough, was Walmart. And some people may look at that and say that's very odd, but I'm telling you, Jim, we had hundreds of people write in and talk about the fact that they appreciate Walmart for the way they go about keeping their promise day in and day out. They may not be perfect, but they have proven and have a willingness to stay the course to keep their promise. The other thing had to do with what they referred to as progress. That is, they continue to see a company who maybe started off very young. We had a lot of notes and mentions in and around Dell this time, and it was really fascinating how so many people really appreciated the fact that this started in Michael's garage and now has moved forth into this global brand. And they love that kind of progress, those kind of hero stories.
Another thing that was a big deal was being innovative.
Yeah, you know, it's probably not a much surprise that the number one brand on this list was Apple this year, and how apropos from where we sit.
Absolutely.
Today.
Steve Jobs was absolutely fierce and almost out of control on excellence and on being innovative. And that's one of the reasons why the company, as you say, is number one on this poll. When we come back, I'm going to get Terry to tell us how your company can inspire its customers. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.